Germany and France are backing away from weekend reports that they have a secret plan to avoid war with Iraq. This week, they intend to push hard to strengthen and increase weapons inspections. The possibility of using UN troops as part of that job is being floated. Washington calls additional inspections a diversion from the real issue, disarming Saddam Hussein. U.S. officials also are angry that they were kept in the dark, as the French, Germans, and Russians apparently consulted. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
German and French officials refuse to call it a secret plan or provide details, but say they are working on an initiative to reinforce weapons inspections in Iraq. It would build on French suggestions made last week at the UN, including tripling the number of inspectors. A leading German news magazine reported on Saturday the plan could include sending UN soldiers to Iraq to back inspectors up. Sunday, at a news conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin, German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder maintained inspectors are the key to a peaceful resolution.
Deswegen sind wir gemeinsam der Auffassung, dass sie ihre Arbeit weiterführen müssen.
The inspectors have to continue their work, and we believe that, whenever necessary, the system of inspections, the control and sanction system should expand. And I can say very clearly that Germany is prepared to give all means that the inspectors need and wish for to do their work thoroughly and with expertise.
Would that include using UN soldiers? This morning, a German Defense Ministry spokesperson said Germany would support any UN initiative to help inspectors, including material and personnel support. But he also said sending in UN troops is not at this time part of the German-French initiative. Russia is also pushing for more inspectors. After meeting in Berlin with Schröder Sunday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Moscow's position is in line with that of France and Germany.
We are convinced that efforts for a peaceful resolution of the situation regarding Iraq should be persisted with. We are sure that military action would only lead to the suffering of millions of people and to the escalation of tensions in the whole region.
Putin also told French television the UN Charter does not allow the Security Council to decide to change a country's government. Regime change in Iraq has been a key phrase used by the Bush administration. Washington's reaction to news of the European leaders' intentions was swift and negative. Speaking on Fox TV, Secretary of State Colin Powell called it a diversion.
It misses the point. It's not more inspectors that we need. It's more cooperation, far more cooperation from Saddam Hussein what we need. And it's not what we've been getting.
The same sentiments were expressed today by Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix. U.S. officials were also quick this weekend to criticize the notion of using U.N. troops in Iraq, recalling their inability to prevent a massacre in the Bosnian town of Srebrenica in 1995. A very different situation, perhaps, but the choice of comparison may reflect the level of their disbelief. None of this is good for already tense relations between Washington and European leaders. European officials insist they remain U.S. allies, but beg to differ on what that means. One told Belgium television it's not a master-servant relationship. French Defense Minister Michel Alliumari agreed.
Being allies is a status which implies dialogue and respect for others. Being allies means consulting each other to find a consensus. Being allies doesn't mean my idea has to be the best one, and anyone who doesn't agree with me must be sidelined or excluded.
Germany and France are playing down the idea of a bi- or tripartite plan, but for now, they say, inspectors are the key. German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder has opposed war for months, a position domestic opposition parties criticize for isolating Germany. Opposition politician Friedrich Pfluger says there's a long way to go before it's clear how closely Vladimir Putin, for example, will support Germany's position.
He's being nice. Russian president says, well, we are in favor of peace. We don't believe that there is time for war now. We should give the inspectors another chance. But did he say, I will vote no, like Mr. Schröder? He didn't say that. Did he say that he excludes force against Saddam Hussein? He didn't say that.
The Russian president will have a chance to elaborate on his position later today after meeting with French President Jacques Chirac. President Bush meets today with a strong ally against Iraq, Australian Prime Minister John Howard. The week promises more intense diplomacy. Officials say they'll elaborate details of the French-German initiative on Friday at the United Nations after weapons inspectors report for a second time. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.